Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as
all right, so good morning. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1, and I absolutely am coming as I am, broken and scarred, and I continue to be so amazed and so changed by a God who just does not leave us where we are because he so sees the potential that we have and what we could be. So, my friends, since I journeyed with you last time, I've had some pretty exciting things. I've accidentally gone into the men's room. The good news is there was no men in there, and it took me like three urinals deep before I actually realized that I was in the men's room, and so I scooted on over to the ladies' room. Another thing that happened on a more positive note was I went shopping and spent, I had like 30 minutes to pick out an outfit to wear. I managed to spend $500 in that 30 minutes. And when I was telling the beautiful cashier that I spent too much money, she went ahead and gave me a 50% discount. So you gotta absolutely love that. I don't think that happens to everyone. I just think that it happens to me. So the other great thing that happened to me is I had the privilege of being back on international television. So a few months back in November, I was supposed to go to EWTN. Some of you may or may not know that television channel. My daughter says nobody watches it, so who cares if you were on it? The reality is it is in like 240 million households. It airs in 144 different countries. And my flight in November ended up getting canceled because of the weather. And so, thanks be to God, they rescheduled me for February 1st. And so I had the privilege of getting back on a flight and heading to Alabama. And here's the deal, guys, you'll be so proud of me because, as I stated a few minutes ago, I am continuing to be changed because I am flying without people, without pills, and by and large, without any major problems. That is absolutely huge for me. So I now not only get on the flight without being high, I get on the flight by myself, and I even get on this flight without being like totally overwhelmed and filled with anxiety because I am not flying the aircraft. So I'm getting way better at this, which is like the best news ever. So off I went to Alabama, landed and got picked up by this really neat guy from EWTN. And so I asked him where I should sit, and, you know, he kind of looked at me weird and said, you know, that I would be allowed to sit in the front seat of this van. And so I did what I assumed everybody would do, is get in the car and start talking to this other human being sitting next to me. And he was clearly taken aback by this conversation that I was having with him, but maybe could have been judged as an interrogation, right? Asking him all about himself, how long he's been working there, about his family. And what was so crazy is he was surprised, I think, by some of the things that I was asking him, but I found out later when he dropped me off at this haunted house, I'll tell you more about that in a minute, he dropped me off and he said, I just want you to know I've been doing this for 18 years and you are the first person who ever talked to me. Okay, how crazy is that, that we get in a vehicle or are in the presence of another human being and we're so busy doing what we ought to be doing that we don't do what we ought to be doing, which is loving on this person or just acknowledging the fact that they're just another human being in our presence. And so I went on to say, well, they must have been preoccupied or taking care of other things. And it just really surprised me that this man is driving people to and from the airport and nobody would feel the need to talk to them. He also made it clear that he's referred to as the driver, which he's really just another human being who happens to be the driver, right? What you do is not who you are. And so what was so cool is that I got a chance to meet this person and be mindful of how important it is to love on people, whether we know them, we'll ever see them again, just taking a minute to take time to know people that we don't know. So anyway, he dropped me off of this house, and it's on the property of where the radio or the TV station is. But it's kind of in this development. So, I didn't really know. There was a car in front, and I said, you know, is somebody here? And he said, I don't know. So it was just kind of creepy to me to go into this house and not know if there was someone else sharing this space with me overnight. So I need you to know that I didn't only sleep with every light on, but I locked every door. I even put chairs under the doors so someone who was in the basement could not get in, and double locked every door. The bad news was, as it turned out, someone else was trying to be sharing that space with me. So I'll tell you all about that when we get back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And here's the deal. In case you don't know this, it is February 11th, okay? We are 3 days away from two really important days that have everything to do with love, right? I mean, it's February 14th is all about love. And this February 14th starts this journey of love in our faith, right? So if you're a Christian, then this is a profound time for you to reflect on the life of Jesus, his life, his death, and, you know, ultimately the fact that, you know, he rose from the dead. And so I'm just curious, like, what you're going to be doing to indicate that love. Because here's what I was noticing about this guy that I met, that people neglected to just love on him, right? Like, love by definition is to desire the highest and best for the person that we're loving. So that kind of sometimes means just acknowledging, appreciating, admiring, whatever words you want to plug into the equation. But ignoring and dismissing the existence of another person certainly would never make them feel loved. And so what's so funny is there's times where we have to be mindful of the fact that we might, as people of faith, be the only Bible that somebody ever reads, which it's kind of scary. Let's be honest. It's kind of scary if we're supposed to be looking like, acting like, and being Jesus, how many times we absolutely fall down on the job. Because sometimes Christianity has this problem making itself known in the same way that Jesus did. And so instead of bringing people to Jesus, we do the exact opposite, and people literally want to run from him because we're not loving, but we're judging. Right? We're not morally setting an example or something that's a higher standard of living, but instead we're just kind of going along to get along. Right? So when Jesus is saying, like, you know, you call yourself a disciple of mine, but people are going to know you by the way you love them. Right? He said, how you love each other is how you will follow me. And so what's so great about this call to be people of faith is that we get to, and I repeat, get to love on people. And sometimes when it comes to love, it's so hard because we have different understandings of how to give love, how to receive love, how to show it, how to not show it. And so sometimes, like, desiring the highest and best doesn't always feel like that to the person we're loving. So one of my favorite books, is, besides my book, Shattered, which of course you can order online if you go to my website at judyhair.com or to Amazon, you can buy it there too. But one of my favorite books, besides the one I got to write about my story of God working miracles in my own life, is this book called The Five Love Languages. And so here's what it tells us. It tells us that people love and receive love in different ways. And so I had my man, of course, Bob, and I had my kids, all four of them, take this questionnaire that would indicate to me how to best love them. Now, here's the thing. I'm usually a day late and a dollar short in the wrong church in the wrong pew. That's usually the way I do things, is when it's too late. But the reality is it's never too late to be who it is that God is calling you to be. And he's calling you to love. He's calling you to two things. He's calling you to love, and he's forbidding that you judge, right? These two very simple things. You're called to love, and you're called to not judge. And I know as Christian people, we tend to judge people based on either being better than us or less than us, right? Like, we think we're doing fine in this area of faith and living out this Christian example until we look at someone and think they're either superior to us, which makes us feel less than, or inferior to us, which makes us feel better than. And it's so interesting how we really, if we're living our faith, we are judging ourselves based only on this example that Jesus calls us to. So back to the love language thing. So I learned, unbeknownst to me, that we give love typically the way we want to receive it, but not always does someone else want to receive love the way we want to receive it. So let me tell you the five examples. And this is not even on my notes today, so I'm just going to trust that the Holy Spirit wants you to hear this today. So the five ways that you can show someone you love them on Valentine's Day or during Lent, right? Lent is this time where we're working on doing more of certain things and less of other things with the intention, of course, to please God, right? So you either love someone by giving them gifts, by spending time with them, by words of affirmation, or by acts of service. Okay, so it's so funny because my son Chandler, he reminds me almost every time I talk to him that his love language is gifts, okay, which means that when I try to spend quality time with Chandler, it's not the same because that's what Carter wants, my oldest son. My second son, he actually wants presents, right? One of my daughters might want words of affirmation. So if I'm loving them, and I'm desiring the highest and best for them, then what that means is I'm showing them love the way that they want me to show it. So here's the deal. We don't always show up as the best version of ourselves. Recently, I had to fill out this form where you had to solicit people in your life to give you descriptions of yourself. Okay, so literally asking people who know you, not people who don't know you and only see the best version of you, but people who really know you to describe you when you're at your best versus at your worst, right? And so when we're loving people, we want to always show up at our best, which does not always happen. Sometimes love is a very ugly thing. So anyway, my kids describe me as, at my best, I am loving, I am compassionate, and I am communicative. But then at my worst, we had descriptions like crazy, controlling, assuming, and all these things that clearly do not show that I'm loving these people in my life the way God has loved me. So let's talk a little bit more about what it means to love this Lenten season. And of course, this love holiday being Valentine's Day, just 3 days away. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And that is because of Greg Kunis at the Kunis Country Auto Group that we even have a sponsor for this show. We'll be back after this. All right, so welcome back. So here's the deal. I don't care if it's Valentine's Day, your Lenten journey, or the other 365 days of the year. People were asking Jesus at one point, like, what is the greatest commandment, right? And it is to love. My friends, all you got to do is to. You got to love yourself. You got to love God. You have to love your neighbor as yourself, right? I mean, it sounds so simple, but here's the problem. Like I said this in the beginning, we're so busy doing what we ought to be doing that we don't do what we ought to be doing, which is just being mindful of the people that God has put in our path that we get to influence by the way we show our love. So, like, what does love require of you? It requires a lot. It requires you to put God first, other people second, and yourself third. All right, so I just recently learned that, you know, the Trinity is not me, myself, and I. We cannot always have what we want when we want it because we want it, right? When we're loving someone, we are desiring the highest and best good for that person. And that's not only on Valentine's Day, an expression of loving someone in the way they want to feel love. And it's not only these 40 days of Lent when we're mindful of the more things that we can be doing that would be pleasing to God and doing less of those things which we know might not be expressing love to the people we love. So what does love require of you? Like what is it to desire the highest and best good for the sake of the beloved? Now, Carter would tell you, spend quality time with me. When he was little, he would always say, you know, do they have to come? When we were doing something, he would say, do they have to come? Okay, they are your three siblings and they are part of the family. But since Carter likes quality time, he would rather be alone with us, whereas Chandler didn't even want to go, but he would rather have us leave gifts. So here's the deal. If I say, like, what does love require of me? Here's what it requires. It requires that I don't do anything that will hurt somebody. Okay, in word, in deed, or in thought. Nothing. Like, I do nothing to cause harm, because if I'm desiring the highest and best good for that person, then I never want to harm them. How about this? I don't do anything that will hurt me, right? If I'm doing something that hurts me, it's causing me to act out in a way that will ultimately be harmful to me. So if I'm loving God, I'm loving my neighbor as myself, all three things have got to be in alignment for us to say that we're doing that commandment, which is what God told us to do. I command you to love, and I forbid you to judge. What stops us from loving is because we're judging, right? If this Lenten journey for 40 days, you fasted from judgment, but feasted on loving people, I am telling you, it would be a deal changer. Because what causes us not to love is because we judge. We judge people as worthy or unworthy of that love. And when we do that, we cannot possibly represent God to those people. We have this commandment which causes us to do these two things: see Christ and be Christ. I did a staff retreat this week, and that was the thing that I needed to drive home the most. If we are not seeing Christ in people, and if we're not being Christ to people, we are not doing what it is that God has called us to do. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Because here's the thing that love does besides those two things. It does not allow us to be mastered by anything. When you are mastered by something, it will cause you to not love. Right? Like, what controls our thoughts controls our minds, which controls our desires. Anything less than God's best for us is us settling for less than what God desires of us, right? When we leverage anything other than love, we have lost our leverage to be love. Okay? And if we don't love if we don't live what we believe, then we will believe what we live. Okay. Those disconnects cause people to run from our faith, cause people to run from Jesus. My friends, this commandment is so simple. And I pray that this Valentine's Day and this Lenten journey is so profound for you that the people in your life come to see you loving them as if it was Jesus loving them. This principle is something that you can embrace every day, but usually as Catholics, we just step up our game for the 40 days of Lent. We do what God calls us to do, and then we just go back to doing what we're always doing, because we're so busy doing what we ought to be doing that we forget the very thing that we were called to do, which is to love. Okay, and so here's the deal. If you're loving, then you're desiring the highest and best good, which clearly I desired for myself when I was in this, I'll call it a haunted house. It wasn't a haunted house. What was haunted about it is that I didn't even know that anybody else was there. And as it turned out, I locked out the person who was supposed to be sharing this space with me. And then another person who was in this space was behind the door that I was trying to lock to make sure nobody else was in the house. My friends, at some point in time, we just got to trust God that he is going to work all things out for our good and for his glory. And we got to replace our faith with fear. That's something I'm going to be working on this Lenten season. So I pray you have a great week. I pray that you keep it hot. And if you're not going to keep it hot, keep it honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at CincinnatiMen'sConference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at CincinnatiMen'sConference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's CincinnatiMen'sConference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at BreadboxMedia.com.